Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:43 on a Thursday night. Joe Giglio hanging out with you. Sports Radio 94, WIP. Mosh behind the glass. John Johnson, the updates. You guys with us on the phone lines. 888-729-9494. We'll get back to all the phone calls. Phillies, three question Thursday. And, of course, all the Eagles stuff as we look forward and look back a little bit at the 2017 team, the ring ceremony tonight. I just saw a picture on Twitter. Zach Berman tweeted out a photo of Doug Peterson. Doug's strutting in a tan suit. They are living their best lives right now. It's like watching the red carpet with the Oscars, with the Eagles and the coaches and everybody rolling in. Good for them. They get their rings tonight. And then they say they're going to look forward to 2018. I wonder when we will start doing that. 888-729-9494. All right. Before we do all that, before we get back to the phones, let's talk to our guest here, Mike O'Connor, The Athletic. He's joining us on the Sportscolleton guest line. Does a great job over at The Athletic covering the Sixers, NBA as at large, the draft, and a lot going on right now, a week until the 2018 NBA draft. Mike, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Joe. Thanks a lot for having me on.
You got it. Thanks for joining us. And this is a busy time for the Sixers. I got the email today about their workouts scheduled for tomorrow. We know Mikal Bridges was in recently. Kevin Knox, who I like a lot tomorrow, will be part of their workouts. At number 10, when you look at the Sixers and what could potentially be there, do you have your eye on a couple players that maybe could fit here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, it's pretty likely they get, you know, a guy in that range who really fits a lot of the needs for their roster. I mean, you know, I think what they should be targeting is dynamic wings and guards, and I think you got a few names in there. You know, you mentioned Mikal Bridges, Kevin Knox, and Lonnie Walker. Those three guys specifically, I think, all would fill needs in one way or another for this team, and I think they'll have a good chance at getting one of them.
Mike O'Connor, The Athletic, joining us here talking some Sixers. Mike, we know this franchise has been in a flux now for a couple weeks, the whole Colangelo saga. When you look at the potential names that have been floated out there as general manager, who stands out to you? I mean, David Griffin's the name that we keep coming back to. I think a lot of that is because of his association with LeBron James. If he was the GM of someone else, I'm not sure he'd be talked about as much on this radio station in this town. What do you think of David Griffin?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit hard to judge him. You know, not just, you know, I think you can a lot of times, you know, overvalue that potential relationship with LeBron. That doesn't guarantee anything. But it's also that being the GM of a LeBron James team is different from being the GM of any other team. You're forced to make a lot of short-sighted decisions. You know, you can criticize the Tristan Thompson and J.R. Smith signings and all the trades they made to give away first-round draft picks. But at the end of the day, that's what you have to do when you have LeBron James on your team. So he's a tough guy to get a handle on, you know, just given that track record. But everything I hear about him, he sounds like a great person, sounds like a knowledgeable guy about the league. So, you know, he's definitely one of the guys who I would put in that final group of candidates for the job.
Mike, you were around the team, and you know the draft, and you know the young players in this league. Last year, Markelle Fultz, first pick in the draft. A lot of us were excited to watch this kid become part of the core for the Sixers. We know the year went bad. And now, especially as we get towards free agency, whether or not the Sixers can land a star free agent or not, there's going to be an idea out there, and I've already seen some, that maybe they could use Fultz in a deal to get a guy like Kawhi Leonard, which is its own blockbuster on its own. But Markelle Fultz, after 1 year, after a down year, are you ready to throw in the towel? Do you think he could bounce back and be that same player he was coming out of Washington? What do you think about Fultz right now?
Well, I think that, you know, I definitely have a lot of confidence in him as a prospect. It all just hinges on the shot, which is something that almost no one can predict. You know, I've been really happy to see that he's been working with Drew Hamlin. Drew is one of the best NBA trainers out there. He has a great track record. He works with Joel Embiid, a bunch of other guys. So, you know, that's a positive sign for sure. But, you know, when you look at Fultz's year, I mean, I think you almost have to set it completely aside when you judge him, because we were just looking at such a different version of him than we've seen, you know, not just in college, but before that, a kid who was really the number one prospect in his class since his junior year of high school. And I don't think you can throw that away given 15 games of him playing without a jump shot.
Mike, when you look at this draft as a whole, it's 1 week from tonight, the NBA draft. We know the 6th or the 10th pick. We talked a little bit about players and names that could be there. But as a whole, do you like this draft? I thought last year's draft was deep and good, and I wasn't going to be shocked. I didn't know Fultz wouldn't play well, but I wasn't going to be shocked if someone other than a top two or three pick would go on to have, you know, the best rookie year. I didn't see it being Donovan Mitchell, but that's the kind of draft it felt like. It was deep. There were a lot of good players. What's your sense on this year's draft at the top and then throughout the lottery?
Well, the consensus I've heard is that it's generally kind of an 11-player draft, and then after that you see kind of a drop-off. That's when you start getting to the tier of the Colin Sextons and the Shea Gilgeous-Alexanders of the world. But, you know, really what I think is that a lot of GMs and a lot of scouts are kind of losing sleep over this draft because there's not much of a drop-off between, say, the second-best player and the ninth-best player. I mean, we've heard rumors that Michael Porter Jr. could go 2 to the Kings, but then again, no one would be surprised if he's there at 10 when the Sixers pick. There's so much fluidity to that top 10. I really have seen so much disagreement on where all those guys can go. But that being said, you know, if I put it in the context of last year, I think it's almost as good, not quite as good. Last year, I think, was exceptional. You had 8 or so guys, like you said, could be potential all-stars. I don't think this year's quite that deep, but I really like all the guys in that top 11.
Mike, I saw those things today, those rumors about Porter Jr. going maybe as high as 2, like you said, or falling down. Let's say he's on the board for the Sixers at number 10. The value would be clear because it's a player that some think could go as high as 2. Though he had back issues, I think he only played 3 games last year at Missouri. So unless you watch those 3 games and got a strong opinion, you got to go off of what people thought when he was recruited to college. Would you take a player like that at 10, or is there too much risk there?
I still think there's too much risk there. The funny thing is that no one's really talking about that. The back has been an issue for a long time. You know, he's had several events in high school. The FIBA U18s, he backed out of a couple of games because of his back. He's had these issues going back a long time, and I worry that that's just not something that gets better, especially as you're older and especially as he rushed himself back to play. And not only that, you know, there's a lot of concerning parts of his game, just his general feel, kind of his selfishness. He likes to overindulge in isolations and that kind of thing. You question his court vision. You question his willingness to play defense and generally his tools on that end. So I think there's too many holes to say, you know, even if he were healthy, he's not a can't-miss prospect. And when you look at the whole history of his back, I think it's really concerning.
Mike O'Connor, The Athletic. Last one for you here, Mike. Talk me off the ledge, because I am nervous, and I have this bad feeling that LeBron's going to go to the Lakers, Paul George goes with them, Kawhi either stays in San Antonio or gets traded to Boston, and the Sixers strike out on the big names and either make an ill-advised trade or stand pat and try to run it back and then hope for next year. Is there another way that maybe I'm not seeing that they improve if one of the big three free agents, or the two, and then the possible trade for Kawhi doesn't work out? Should I be nervous here about the Sixers?
Well, a little bit. I mean, I think if you consider it, you know, I think that there's not a great chance that they get, you know, those guys this year. It's even if you say that they're among the best, that means maybe a 40% chance. So, if that doesn't happen, like you said, you look at their ability to reload next year and keep the books clean. You have Klay Thompson coming off the end of his contract after next year. I know he said he's re-signing, but maybe you throw the book at him and just see, you know, see if he's willing to sign a max contract. You got other guys on that free agency market. If LeBron opts in, he'll be a free agent next summer. So we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of fluidity. That's kind of the great thing about where the Sixers are, is how much flexibility they have. They could bring back J.J. Redick, and then you kind of hope that Markelle Fultz comes along, that you bring in another wing in free agency, that you bring in a player at number 10 who can make an impact. And then I think you're looking at a team that's guaranteed to be top 3 in the East again if everybody's healthy, and definitely has a chance to compete with those teams at the top of the East, even if they don't get one of those 3 big names.
All right, it made me feel a little better because I had a negative slant on this thing. That's my new slant, being negative about all this the last couple of weeks. But hopefully things work out well, and even if they don't, they could run it back. And like you said, Mike, be a really good basketball team again next year. Mike, appreciate a few minutes here. Have a good night, and I'll be reading over at The Athletic.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Really appreciate it.
There he goes. Mike O'Connor at The Athletic does a really good job with draft stuff, with NBA as a whole, and, of course, with the Sixer stuff. 888-729-9494. Let's grab a phone call here. Brian out in Milwaukee. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So I wanted to chime in on your question about the birds and who to think about. I got a three-pack. I can't think of just one guy. It's obvious with the Wentz, Foles, Howie, and Doug. But how about Corey Clement, LeGarrette Blount, and Nelson Aguilar? I mean, Clement's an undrafted kid. You don't know what you're going to get. Blount, did he get used too much? You're going to have issues. And Aguilar, who are we going to get? Those guys all came up big. Their own sung heroes.
They did. They had a lot of those. It was almost like a whole team when they got to the postseason, Brian. When their MVP went down, a whole team of unsung heroes coming together.
Absolutely. And, Joe, I got to ask you something. Phils are coming in tomorrow. I got a chance. I could get a $100 ticket in between the batter's box and home plate, visitor side, for $50. Do I go to the game by myself?
Yeah, you got to do that, Brian. That kind of seat for that kind of discount, I would go. I don't have any qualms, Brian, about going to a game by myself and just taking it in. I think tomorrow night, if I am correct, tomorrow night is it an Arrieta night?
Arrieta.
Oh, you got to go see Arrieta.
Right? I mean, that close. My pop thinks I should go. I'm like, do I really want to go to a game by myself? I don't know. I mean, I can get it at least on TV, thank God. So I got a front row seat of TV no matter what. But I just wanted to get your thought
on
that.
Yeah, no, I would go, Brian. You know, I think the bats are heating up. We saw it today. I appreciate your phone call. Reese has been locked in since he came back on Saturday off the DL. Arrieta tomorrow. You know, I know there's been a lot of angst about the Phillies, even though they're off to a 35-31 start because the offense, they're going to be fine. The pitching's good. The offense will be better. And today, they were a lot better. Yeah, I would take that. $50, a couple rows off the field, see Arrieta against the Brewers. I'd watch that one. 888-729-9494, #9494. We'll come back. All your phone calls. We have to get into a Sixers hypothetical trade. But I'm not sure how you're going to go on this. You might say, yeah, do it. And you might say, no. We'll talk about that. It involves a star landing in Philadelphia. All your calls on the Phils, the Eagles, and we will talk about when it is time to turn the page to the 2018 season. 888-729-9494, Sports Radio 94, WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.